Now, the international uproar continues over Israel's bloody crackdown against Palestinians in Jerusalem al-Quds amid new restrictions at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. The Arab League has warned against Israel's adventurism and advised it against playing with fire, as Quds is considered a red line for the Muslim world. Meanwhile, Iran has underlined Israel's brutal suppression and inhumane measures as proof that Palestine is still the main issue of the Islamic world. Turkey has blasted the move as a crime against humanity.
The holy site in Jerusalem doesn't just belong to the Palestinians. It is the honor, the virtue, the holy location of 1.7 billion of the Muslim community. One shouldn't expect the Muslim community to remain unresponsive, as the honor of Muslims is wounded by the limitations imposed on the holy site.
With tensions on the rise in Jerusalem al-Quds, Sweden, France and Egypt have requested a United Nations Security Council meeting on Monday to discuss the de-escalation of the crisis. Let's speak to Max Iggen. He's a political commentator and he joins us via Skype from Los Angeles. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Iggen. Now, once again, the Palestinian cause and issue in the spotlight. It's one has to wonder, at a time when the Palestinian cause has been eclipsed by the situation in Syria, the war in Yemen, or even, for example, Iraq, how significant is Palestine?
Palestine is the key to the whole thing. Palestine is what will heal the world if people pay attention to it. This is one of the reasons Israel keeps it there. I mean, they could heal the situation in Palestine either way. They could simply take it over or they could heal it very quickly. But they like to keep the Palestinians there because it portrays the image of Israel being this desperate, fledgling democracy, desperately battling these hordes of raging Muslims all around them. That's the image that Israel wants to portray. And whenever it starts getting flak from Europe, we've seen other countries speaking out against Israel and the crimes that it's committing now. Whenever it gets this flak, it starts to push things against the Palestinians in the hope that the Palestinians will respond. I mean, Israel's been behind ISIS, behind Daesh, behind this entire war on terror for a very long time. It's been desperately attempting to kickstart a war with the East against the West, and it's really not getting the response that it wants. I mean, it's whipped up a fair amount of Muslim hatred in the world, but not enough to satisfy it, not enough to get the war going. So it sends these migrants into Europe to create destruction the way it has, and it just keeps poking the Palestinians, hoping to push the Muslim world into a response, and then it can go, oh my God, see, we said all the Muslims were bad, look at all the damage they're causing, you must all rise to protect Israel. Israel is the main source of instability in the area. It's been carrying out these attacks and terrorist attacks, covert false flag attacks for years, and shifting blame over to the Muslim world in order to garner support and financial support. And Palestine is the key to the whole thing. Palestine is the mechanism that Israel uses to get all the funding it needs and to just push the Muslim world as much as it can into responding so it can cry victim and get the West to support it in its actions. There's so much theater involved in this, and ultimately it's the Palestinian people who always suffer. But the need for them to go into Al-Quds now, just as they're getting all this rhetoric from Europe, they're getting all this flak from everywhere else, it should be obvious to everybody to see what they're doing and how they're attempting to shift blame and shift attention back to themselves.
Right. So, Mr. Iggen, right now we have Sweden, France and Egypt requesting a Security Council meeting to discuss a de-escalation of the situation there in Jerusalem Al-Quds. The UN Security Council has failed to uphold the rights of Palestinians. Do you think this time would be any different?
No, of course it won't be any different. The UN's a toothless tiger. The UN's theater for the masses. The UN is basically a dictatorship that Israel and the United States and its allies hold sway over. You know, they'll use this to try to pretend that they're doing something, some sort of public outcry to get the world to think, oh, well, people are trying to stand up, but, you know, Israel won't come to the party. Israel won't have a bar of it. It'll just do what it wants to do. You know, the United Nations, if it's going to be there at all, it needs to be reformed into something that's actually going to work, because at the moment, it's just a means of getting countries to capitulate to the will of Israel.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's political commentator Max Iggen joining us via Skype from Los Angeles. Mr. Iggen, thanks very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.